This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning. Welcome to our Thursday, June the 16th edition of Litchfield Chamber Chat as we talk with Rhea Weaver from the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. And Rhea, believe it or not, a month away from Party in the Park.
I know.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
We're starting to count down now. But you know what? This is really a fun time, too. And Terry, we're so excited. The committee has worked very, very hard to do a lot of additional things for the park, to look at it real hard on the schedule of what we're doing, try to make it better for the vendors, better for the people to come down. We've really done a lot, and I hope everybody appreciates it. And, you know, I know that everyone won't agree with us, but sure. I think we're really making some very good changes and additions to the Party in the Park.
One thing I'm impressed with is the fact that you're really trying to put the emphasis on local.
Yes. Yes, we are.
And this is something you've done in recent months, tried to put the attention back on the local retail businesses
and the local economy.
Local economy. Yeah. And here, even with Party in the Park, you're incorporating that train of thought.
Yes, we are.
That's great.
Yes, we are. One of the big things that we're doing is we are lowering the booth fees to anyone that is a Litchfield resident. All it has to be is a Litchfield address.
That's your hometown discount right there.
Exactly. And then we're lowering it even further if you are a church, a charity, not-for-profit.
Wow.
So all those organizations that need a little extra money to raise, the booths are only $20 for an organization.
Really?
That's for 2 days
wow.
in the park. So we're hoping that we get the park back filled with the kind of folks that we had a long time ago and that really enjoy what we're doing here.
And, of course, these folks that you want to get involved on the local level are the organizations that continually give to the community,
yes,
give to the causes that come about, so it's very important to them as well.
And one thing we're doing that we're excited about is we're holding during the weekend, which is July 22nd through 23rd, yes, by the way, I need to say that right off, we're incorporating a Taste of Litchfield.
Mm.
It's a brand new event. Pepsi has come on board to be the sponsor of that event, and we're so excited about it. We're asking not only local restaurants, we're asking, again, the organizations, anyone that's got a specialty. If you live in Litchfield, you can participate in Taste of Litchfield.
Now,
Isn't that exciting?
This is kind of an interesting idea.
Yes.
How will this be in Library Park?
Yes, it will be in Library Park. The main part of the park across from the stage
mm-hmm.
will be predominantly Taste of Litchfield.
Okay.
It will be almost like in a V where the booths will be in that V, and right in the center we're going to fill it with picnic tables.
Oh, wow.
Now, the other thing that the people coming down to the park are going to get to do, they're going to get to vote on the best taste in Litchfield. Because
hey.
We're going to have a big People's Choice Award.
Okay.
So that's going to be exciting. That will be presented on stage right before Litchfield Idol starts on Saturday evening. Mini golf has gone crazy. We should have a full course this year for mm-hmm. everyone to play. And again, that's only $2 to play mini golf. And we really appreciate all those sponsors that have come on board to build their beautiful holes. And I just can't wait to see State Street this year because it's going to be covered. And I think everyone will know what's going on this year since it was a big success last year. So that has been expanded. And, of course, our Little Miss and Miss Chamber pageant, that's going to be on Friday night. And we have 18 Little Misses.
Wow.
Our Little Miss chairman, Amy Glazer, really has taken on a challenge, but she was willing to do it. She didn't want to say no to any of the little girls. So, and then we're excited. We have a great group of Miss Chamber candidates, too. There's 8 of those, and they're 8 beautiful, beautiful girls. So we can't be happier about that.
And in spite of the fact that there are all sorts of different things going on, those Little Miss and those chamber pageants still mean an awful lot to
the
people of Litchfield.
They're very, very important.
They're very well attended.
Yeah. We added a couple other things, too. We've added a scrapbooking show. That is going to, in a contest, actually, just like a quilt show.
Okay.
But we've added a scrapbooking show, and there will be awards for it. And Warren Sings is going to host that scrapbooking show.
Big ad, huh?
And, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. He was excited about it.
Scrapbooking,
Any particular subject matter? I mean,
well,
whatever.
No, well, it's people that do scrapbooking. Okay. It will be the categories are listed.
Okay.
And the categories will be like a page that you enter a certain page because, you know, you want to. And then
you don't want 10,000 pages to
have
to look at.
Yes. And then another category will be cards, which are not specifically scrapbooking, but it's the kind of scrapbooking materials that we use. So there's a lot of scrapbooking people out there. So we're hoping that show is really, really good. We added another cook-off. Now listen to this. It's hot wings.
Oh, my.
A hot wings
cook-off.
Well, let's
see. Hot wings when it's 100 degrees? Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm saying hot wings. I guess it's any kind of wings. We're accepting any kind of wings. But for only $30, you can enter in that big cook-off. And we'll be having a big payback.
Mm-hmm.
Just like on the mini golf, that's 70% payback of all the entries. So if we have a lot of entries, no telling how big it could get. So.
Well,
and then we have a minimum award, too.
Sure.
You know, it's a minimum of $100. So that's exciting. We hope to have some actually big trailers come in for that.
Really?
Because that's a real popular
thing.
So
we're
adding that along with our chili cook-off. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still doing that chili cook-off.
Sure.
We still have a lot of people that still attend for that. And this year we're going to have samplings of the wings and the chili.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be late afternoon.
Now, where will that all be laid out as far as the location?
The chili cook-off always happens on the north side of Library Park.
Okay.
That's on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to start the wings cook-off at noon on Saturday on Monroe.
Oh, okay.
Actually on Monroe and Kirkham,
On
the, kind of on that corner, we'll be putting the people in there. We're having a three-on-three basketball in Monroe, there in the middle of everything happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing we've done, Terry, we were noticing, again, we've looked at this really hard. We noticed, too, that at noon on Friday is when we have the opening ceremonies. In the afternoon, from about one, you know, everyone loves to come down and sample the, you know, already have lunch and see the little candidates and our big candidates. But anyway, what we noticed that then it kind of dies down.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt bad for our vendors. They have to sit there and not having much action. So we're opening the whole park at noon for opening ceremonies, but then the vendors do not have to be open until 4 o'clock on Friday night instead of having to be sitting there all day.
Okay.
Same way on Saturday morning. We used to open the park at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to start the chili cook-off about 10, and the food trailers and everything will be there. But as far as opening the park, it won't be till 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
It makes it a little more user-friendly, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. And then we have all kinds of activities happening. Then everything's moved to when the most people are there.
Mm-hmm.
Even the tractor pull, the little kids' tractor pull. Okay, that's usually at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no one there to watch them. And it's a great event.
Oh.
It's absolutely fantastic. So that's going to be more around 4:30 or 5 on Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And the 3-on-3 is going to be later in the day, too.
Okay. Well, that's another thing that generally, just because of time of day, doesn't get a whole lot of viewers.
So we would like for people to be able to watch these events, and maybe if it was more accommodating in the time, we hope so. We hope this works. We're trying to, as I said, the schedule events is a tentative posted on the website already.
Well, we're going to be able to get together before it comes about another time.
Of course,
so we'll have more solid schedule. But you were telling me before we went on the air, you got bingo back.
Yes. The moose is going to have bingo both days.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, it will be from 4 to 8 p.m. in the Moose, mm-hmm.
Air conditioned.
And on Saturday afternoon, it will be from 2 to 10.
Okay.
And then we have live music throughout the weekend in the Eagles Beer and Wine Tent.
Mm-hmm.
And some name bands are going to be there, even on Saturday afternoon. So, boy, it's really full this year. We're excited.
And I know you've taken a long, hard look at Party in the Park in recent years. And there have been some tweaking going on. And sometimes you just have to come out and say, okay, now we're going to make a major step, a bold step, and make it local and do all these other things that we think will make it the best ever. And I think it's a bold step, and I think it's a great step, and I think you guys are going to be hugely successful.
Well, I hope the local residents come out and support us. Yeah. That's going to be number one important there. We still want anyone from out of town to join us, but what we're doing, we're just offering a better price mm-hmm. on everything for anyone that's local, hoping to give them the incentive to participate in a local event.
And again, what a great venue with Library Park right there in downtown Litchfield. I mean, it's all right there. I mean...
And if it is hot, you know, it's July. There's shade. A Library Park is covered in shade. Yeah. So, you know, come down and get your your lemon shake up, mm-hmm. and enjoy that. You know, we have so much great food. We have the pork patties. We have, you know, I'm not going to go into detail yet, but we're going to be finding out more and more when we get Taste of Litchfield more kicked off, all the entries of the events I'm talking about, because we would like entries as soon as possible.
Right.
They're posted on the website already.
Okay.
They're all there. American, don't forget Litchfield Idol either. That is a fabulous event.
Yeah. That's one of those that I don't think will ever go away.
Those contestants are unbelievable. They all need to be on American Idol.
I mean, there's an awful lot of talent around
here. There is. So we're excited about everything. This is going to be a good year for Party in the Park.
Party in the Park is coming up on July the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in beautiful downtown Litchfield.
No, not on the 24th, just the
22nd
and 23rd.
22nd and 23rd.
We're cleaning up on the 24th.
Well, some of you will still be working on the 24th.
Yeah, we will. We'll still be working on the 24th.
Well, Rhea, we look forward to getting together with you again here next month, prior to the Party in the Park. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting from Party in the Park. And there'll be all sorts of neat things going on. And that's kind of the middle point of the summer, as far as I'm concerned. You know, you get to Party in the Park, and you're about halfway through the summer, and school's just 6 weeks or so away.
And you're going to what happened.
Yeah.
We blink,
and it's gone. So, Rhea Weaver.
We didn't mention the carnival.
Oh,
of course, the carnival will be here.
Yeah.
The carnival will be here. So.
And we hope for some nice weather, too. So we'll see what we can
do
about
that. We're requesting 80-degree temperatures is what we're requesting. Well, so we'll see how close we get.
22nd, 23rd of July. That might be a little iffy this year. Anyway, Rhea Weaver, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it for our Litchfield Chamber Chat here on this Friday morning on AM 1540.